in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, in Christ. There is no more compelling and meaningful expression for the believer than in Christ. This powerful, positional phrase pronounces our great and eternal union with Christ. This summary statement publishes abroad our present and perpetual position in Him. When we first believed in Jesus, we were placed in a permanent relationship with Him. The old former life in Adam was forever replaced with our new eternal life in Christ. We who were dead in trespasses and sins were made fully alive and given His life. We are positioned in Christ the moment we trust Him as Redeemer and Saviour. We are placed in union with Christ the moment our hearts declare, "I believe." God looks on the heart, and He knows. He became our life by means of the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit baptizes us into the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ. That is, He places us in Christ. The moment we believe, we are born again, regenerated, made one with our Lord. The Holy Spirit also immediately and permanently indwells us, filling us with Himself. Whether we feel something or not, the Spirit immediately takes up residence within. Whether or not we have an experience, we become the sanctuary of God. These and many other acts of the Spirit take place to position us in Christ. He anointed us, set His seal of ownership on us, and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Forgiveness at the cross is the first of numerous acts of the Spirit in a new believer. But from the beginning we are placed in Christ. From the start we have union with Christ. From our new birth we are one with Him. We share in the life of Christ, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. 1 John 5:11-12. Faithful is the saying, "For if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him." 2 Timothy 2:11. We share in the righteousness of Christ. God made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. We share in the sonship of Christ. He came to His own appointed position, and His own people did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. 1 John 1:11-12. We share in the destiny of Christ. He raised us up together and seated us together in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:6. We share in a joint heirship with Christ, reserved in the heavenlies that'll never fade. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, uncorruptible, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1, 4 and 5. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. Romans 8, 17. We share in his priesthood, Jew, Gentile, slave, free, male, female, for all are one. Oh, having been made perfect, Christ became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Hebrews 5, 8 to 10. We are all living stones, being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2, 5. We have been made a kingdom of priests to the glory and power of God his Father for ever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1, 6. We share in his divine nature and have received his precious promises. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world. 2 Peter 1, verse 3.